Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. With Sherry, because I know, Sherry, you got something good you're dishing about.
Yes, Heidi. Is Britney Spears feeling nostalgic about Justin Timberlake or Christmas?
And does an ex of a Real Housewife have a reality show coming soon?
Wait a minute. It better not be one of my exes. All right, y'all. And what singer was friend-zoned by superstar Pink?
And I'll be talking to Tambra and Marie Hunter from the new reality show, Bell Collective. Headcrack will be joining us later, too. But first, honey, what you got, Sherry?
Gary, it looks like Dave Chappelle's stardom is in jeopardy. So let me explain it. We all know that the game show Jeopardy has some pretty smart contestants, but this clip may have you second-guessing that. Check it out. Oh, my gosh.
Funny Business 2000.
This comedian displayed his drama chops in A Star Is Born, playing Bradley Cooper's longtime friend. That's Dave Chappelle.
No. Come on. This is the craziest thing. Who does not recognize Dave Chappelle? How, what, when, why? So Twitter users shamed the contestants for not knowing that it was Dave Chappelle. Not only was the clue super easy, but they showed Dave Chappelle's picture. What y'all think about that?
It doesn't matter, like Sherry. Dave Chappelle looked like a doggone senator. I wouldn't have recognized him either. So, I mean.
But I will say, this is what I love about Jeopardy, because there'll be such smart people on there, and they know 15th century artists, 15th century poets, all this stuff. And then they'll get to, like, which I don't know any
pop
about.
Culture.
And then they'll get to a TV category or something. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to know?
Yeah.
It makes you.
They skip that to last.
Yeah.
No, you know, I will say, after doing a bunch of game shows, sometimes your brain does freeze up where it's like it can be the most obvious to the person watching it, but you're sitting there and your brain literally, I just did Wheel of Fortune, and the answer was Vanna White. It had everything but the V. And I sat there and got the answer wrong because I froze up.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry.
Yeah, I know, Heidi. I know. This is the first time I even said that. I feel such like a stupid ass.
All right. Britney Spears seems to have fond memories of ex-boyfriend Justin Timberlake. She even dances to his music. Yes, Brit just shared this video that she shot last week where she's showing off her moves to Holy Grail by Jay-Z featuring JT. Check this out. The dancing and take down the Christmas tree?
Absolutely not, Frank. I think that Britney Spears has been going through so much stuff with her. She didn't have time to take her damn makeup off. she's going through so much stuff with the conservatorship and the stuff with her dad and all of that.
Yeah.
I think that she's one of those places in her life where Christmas makes you happy. So it's like, Britney, leave the tree up, because I just took mine down last week because you need that little piece of happiness.
Does anybody else think of this as just totally cringe? Like, I watched this video and I just want to give her a hug. Like, I feel so bad for her.
Like, something about it looks like she's trying to. She tagged him, first of all, so she hopes he watches this.
Right.
And looks like she's trying to put a spell on him or something. She looking dead in the camera, like.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on from Justin Timberlake and move to another member of NSYNC, and I'm talking about Joey Fatone. Nobody likes getting shot down when you're interested in somebody and you want to ask them out, but this actually happened to Joey Fatone back in the day. He got friend-zoned by none other than Pink.
He said,
I actually asked her out a few times, and we went out. We were cool as heck, but I guess I wasn't her type, so that was it. We're still friends, but that was it.
She was too, like, cool for him back then. I could tell you that right now.
I agree. I think it would have been a different story had Justin Timberlake asked her out. I don't think she'd have friend-zoned Justin Timberlake.
She wouldn't have did that to JT.
No way. Sherry, have you ever been friend-zoned by anybody famous?
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot say his name. Oh, my gosh.
Why
I told
not?
Him
that
to
Come on, Sherry.
Because I work on the show, you guys. Because I work with her every single day.
Oh, my gosh. I told him that I really, really liked him. He was like, Sherry, I love my friendship with you, and I can't afford to lose my friendship with you. And I was like, dang it.
Kevin Hart. Oh, my God.
It was not Kevin Hart.
Are you still friends, Sherry?
We are still friends. We talk all the time. And even all the time, I'm like, you know, like, I'll give it to you. He's like, but I love you as a friend. It ain't going nowhere.
Is it Michael B. Jordan?
He's still
Michael B. Jordan?
Girl, honey, if it was Michael B. Jordan, Portia, I'd have flown myself out there. Are you kidding me?
I've never been friend-zoned by a celebrity because I always thought I didn't have a shot anyway, but I think I've had missed opportunities where, you know, looking back, I was like, maybe I should have shot my shot, but I thought there was no chance. Remember that show Da Vinci's Demons that had Laura Haddock on it?
Yes.
No, yeah.
She was on our show, and we took a picture together, and she posed us, and where it looks like we're a couple.
Right.
I posted it on my Instagram, and it was, look at this. It looks like she's in love with me, but then I might have had a thing with Terry Bradshaw, too, because he wanted to do the same thing with me.
A lot of us know about the classic film Friday is one of the most iconic black films of all time,
yes.
Starring Chris Tucker. And Chris actually said he was only paid this small amount of money for his role as Smokey. Check this out.
It was just a small movie. We filmed it in 20 days, and I didn't get, you know, about $10,000 for it or whatever. I didn't care. I wanted the opportunity.
As popular as that movie is?
Really? $10,000?
After Friday, he went on to sign on to do Rush Hour. That's why he couldn't come back and do the sequels, y'all, because that man was making some serious coin with Jackie Chan. So go ahead, Chris.
The one thing about the Friday franchise with Ice Cube is, if you think about it, every stand-up comic who has been in the Friday franchise has made it big after the movie. So no, you only got paid. Nobody knew Chris Tucker before he did Friday. He got paid $10,000, but he went on to success.
And if they didn't go on to success later on, which, you know, John, the late, great John Witherspoon, he actually did. Mm. He made more as he stayed with the film. So I think he first made $5,000. Mm. Then on the second one, he made $400,000. And then on the third one, he made over $1 million.
Yes. Then his daughter Reese Witherspoon went on to have a hell of a career.
Interesting.
Well, y'all, moving on, it looks like Kenya Moore's estranged husband, Mark Daly, has his eyes on a new prize. Word is, he just started a production for, guess what, y'all, his own reality show. Mm. So the show will take place in Brooklyn, New York, where Mark has a restaurant, and will feature and revolve around black-owned businesses, restaurant management, and even love. Because sources say Mark could be looking for new love to twirl with.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Gary, we know him and Kenya are getting a divorce, right? So do you think he was using Kenya to get contacts the whole time?
Girl, yes, ma'am, honey. That's what men do, honey. That's what people do. I've said this once, Brad, and I'm saying it again. They always say it, honey. If you meet a man, honey, with some raggedy shoes, don't put him some new ones on, because he's going to walk out your life in them. He met Kenya and walked out of her life, honey, with all her contacts. He's trying to do a show now, honey, and that's not a good look. I feel bad, honey. That's probably why I'm by myself, because you'll never ride my bag. Literally.
Good. I thought you liked that kind of thing. You mean figuratively. Literally, they're writing it.
Right. Wasn't one of the issues with them as a couple is not allowing cameras into their marriage? And all of a sudden, he's willing to let cameras into
their marriage. Right.
That makes sense to me.
No. Yep. Right.
Up next, find out what a reporter called Steph Curry that threw him off guard. And Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so recently after a game, honey, Steph Curry was taken back, y'all, when a reporter called him by his government name, baby, Wardell. Look at this.
Ooh.
Wardell, why is Kelly so good at putback dunks?
He was shot.
Wow.
That's the man's name. Wardell is his name. That's what the government gave him. That's what his mama gave him. So why y'all is he so surprised, y'all? Now, isn't Ward Curry just as good, y'all, as Steph Curry? I think Ward is even sexier because you don't know if he's black or white.
I know. Steph sounds a little bit more dangerous, and I don't think he's used to being called that in public. You know, like, usually when somebody calls you by your government name, you're like, yo, do I know you from, like, childhood or something like that?
Exactly.
Like, he looked
shocked. What his face said. Like, do we know each other? Like that?
Yeah, Wardell, I think he would have been a water boy like that. He couldn't be who he is. You can't be who you are at Wardell, no.
Okay, Portia. Former Real Housewife from New York City, Barbara Kovovit, has just filed to run for mayor of the Big Apple.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
She announced the news via social media with a very housewives-ish flyer in the caption, "I'm running for mayor of New York City because the city that I love is in a state of crisis. I may not be a politician, but I'm a Bronx-born New Yorker."
Hey. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait. I may not be a politician, but I'm a Bronx-born New Yorker. That sounds like a tagline for Housewives, actually.
It really does.
It does.
Right.
Head crack, New York is your home. So do you think a woman who's born in the Bronx could actually do the job? She has no experience.
What you think? Well, first and foremost, we will not discredit the Bronx. That's what we're not going to do.
Right.
It's the last untainted borough of New York City. Mm. So, you know, if she's plugged in with the people and knows what's going on with them, because I don't really know like that because I don't watch that show. But, you know, if she's plugged in like that, hell yeah. Like,
that's
let's
right.
see what she can do.
That's
let's
right.
see what her policies
man.
Are.
Yeah.
You know?
On a more serious note, I wanted to talk about this story because I think it's really, really important. Seattle Seahawks player Chad Wheeler is facing some serious charges due to a disturbing domestic violence attack against his ex-girlfriend, Aaliyah. Now, according to the police report, Chad slipped into a manic bipolar episode after he stopped taking his medication for a couple of days. Reportedly, Chad asked his girlfriend, Aaliyah, to bow before him. And when she refused, he choked her until she blacked out. Now, when Aaliyah woke up, his response was, "Wow, you're alive?" And that's when she ran into the bathroom to call the police. So Chad released a statement on Twitter apologizing for the attack, explaining it was a manic episode and how sorry he is for the pain that he has caused. He went on to say that it is time for him to walk away from football and get the help that he needs. This is like a cautionary tale for women being in a domestic a violent situation and knowing when to get out. You know, I know we talk about mental health, but you know, this woman was 5'9", she was 145 pounds. He was over 6'3" and 300 pounds.
Ooh.
So
Sherry, he's 6'7". He's 6'7".
Oh, my God, Chewy.
This is a very important subject to talk about because this young woman probably has been dealing with his aggression for a while, and this just shows you where it could go. You know what I mean? And this is just hitting the limit. They said they actually asked her, you know, like, did she think that she was going to die? And she actually said she thought she already had died. Like, this is a serious situation. He needs to be picked up immediately. This woman needs to be protected immediately. This whole situation just pisses me off. Like, seriously, he needs to be arrested and cut from the team.
It's like when these red flags go off, you have to walk away. You really do.
Yeah.
Because it can lead to this. So that's why I was just, this is a story that really concerned me. Like, you got to walk away for your mental health.
Remember, domestic violence is never acceptable. If you or anyone you know is in danger, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE.
All right, coming up, I sit down with the ladies from the new reality show, Bell Collective. So keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Well, welcome back, honey. I'm here chatting with two lovely ladies, honey, from the new old show, honey, Bell Collective. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tamari Marie and Miss Marie. How you say last name? Abson?
Hamilton Abson.
Miss Marie Hamilton Abson. She let y'all girls know she got a husband, baby. How y'all doing?
We ain't good, Marie. He gave me your name, too.
So, ladies, so tell me, honey, tell us about the show, honey. What can we expect, honey, from Bell Collective?
Everything about this show is real. You know, we're opening up our lives for the world to see. Like I said, laughter, fun, and real. All in one.
Now, people are comparing y'all, honey, to, you know, Real Housewives, honey. So tell us, honey, what's the difference, honey? What's the difference between y'all show and Real Housewives?
I don't have a lot of time to watch TV. So I never watch reality TV. So I'm unable to make a comparison.
And you know what? First of all, you need to take note of that because I'm taking notes watching Marie because Marie is the millionaire on the show. I'm not. So notice she said she never watched reality TV before, okay? She was building her empire. Building her empire. So she didn't have time to watch the television. I'm taking notes, Marie, okay?
Okay.
So
So, Tamara, I mean, we talk about millionaires now, but I mean, honey, yes, Miss Marie, honey, she's a millionaire. I'm going to put that in quote sign. Okay, so now, girl, but a millionaire wanted you to have a baby for him. Hell, so you could have been a millionaire, too.
Not like that, though, honey.
Have a baby, be a millionaire.
Not like that, though, okay? And I know you're familiar with it because I actually talked about it in my book. That's how it all really came about. That's how the producers learned about it, just through the book. But you're right, you know? And for me, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was when it happened. I just thought that's kind of like, you know, and what I learned, that people will pay for what they want.
Now, I always thought that, honey, I was a Southern Belle, y'all. So do y'all think I could be on the show?
What? Yeah, you already know. You are always welcome. And I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. You might get a glimpse of Gary somewhere, you know, on Belle Collective, okay?
All right, then. Well, ladies, honey, it was a pleasure chatting with y'all, honey. I mean, I can't wait to watch Belle Collective. Now, tell us how we can find Belle Collective.
Belle Collective airs every single Friday right now on the OWN Network, 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But make sure you check it out. As a matter of fact, if you have not seen it yet, you can always go back. It's on demand now. You can get the OWN app. You can watch it 24/7. Make sure you get caught up. I want you to get caught up. Start it from the very beginning and actually catch up.
All right, ladies, honey. Well, thank y'all for, honey, sitting down with me. And good luck to y'all and y'all endeavors. And I can't wait, honey, to continue watching Belle Collective, honey. That's on a Friday night on OWN, honey.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Singer Chloe Bailey from the R&B sister duo Chloe and Halle was channeling her inner Beyonce, y'all, when she reached 1 million followers on her new Instagram page. Congratulations, sis. Now, Chloe posted this sexy celebratory dance video and sent social media crazy. I cannot lie, baby girl. You got some moves, and I'm sure your mentor, Miss Beyonce, was having a proud moment when she saw this.
Sherry, Chloe must be stopped. First, she won the Bust It Challenge last week, and now this?
Yeah.
Yo, she's killing it.
But this is making me think of doing something different next time I get to a good old mark. Because
usually you just post
a black screen and say thank you. That's the normal thing. But now this is taking it to higher heights, honey.
Oh,
right. You know what I want to do? Butt naked in black silhouette, sitting at a table eating bacon bits from Dunkin' Donuts. Just in black silhouette.
Wow.
Slow.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Bacon just poured out over my body. Yes, that's what I want to celebrate my million.
Greedy and sexy. Yes, great.
Thank you for the visual, Cher.
Long as you're happy.
Greedy, sexy, cool. That's what I love.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.